Stick it in your face, 'cause it comes from the place you're living.
Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Pat. We are part of North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities in our region through food and agriculture.
Today on Food Talk, we are talking to Mary Blake.
Good morning.
She is a board member of the South County Food Bank, a local food pantry, and she's also the fundraising chair for their capital campaign called Imagine Our Community Without Hunger. Welcome, Mary.
Oh, it's a privilege, as always, to be here with you and to share great information with our community. So thank you. I'm excited.
We appreciate having you here. So how about starting with a little bit about your connection to the North Coast?
Oh, gosh.
For the few people that don't know you.
Yeah. Well, I've been here for 30 years, and I came over from the city of Portland to be the general manager of the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District and served in that capacity for 28 years. And there we really built community sort of around the idea that a person's quality of life is in direct proportion to the quality of their recreation. So we brought safety, quality, broad-based recreational experiences to South County, and that grew into a whole countywide effort. And I'm really quite proud to say that it was our goal was to make Sunset Pool one of the best pools on the planet. And I believe we did.
I think you really did.
Yeah, and then we got involved with all sorts of really wonderful things. And in my retirement, I'm continuing to...
I love that this is your retirement.
Yeah, I'm continuing.
You don't look retired to me.
Yeah, because there's so many things that are so extraordinary about our community. And it's sort of like a deep cook, and all the savory aspects of your life are really coming out in it.
Mm-hmm.
And food was never a big deal in my life, and never really, understood how important it is to not only a person's life, but you are what you eat, but also the lives of your people around your community, your region, our area, and also the world. And mm-hmm. so I'm waking up to all sorts of new, exciting things that are extraordinarily critical and essential. When I was jumping around being the general manager of Play, Put Leisure Around You, somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and I really wish I could remember who that was, but it was this voice, and it was like, Mary, for some of us, it's hard to play when we're hungry.
Wow.
And it was like, oh, what? And I thought, well, hungry, maybe your stomach growls, or, you just are dipping, or, you're running around and you can go to a restaurant, or you can go home and you can fix something, or, it never really gave it any thought on what that really meant. And as I have continued to work in my community, having been part of the food bank for almost 30 years, because I knew the guys over there, Jack Keeler kind of kept the food bank going. And I told him one time, I said, well, how does a person get in touch with a food bank? Do you want to have a telephone over at the community center to get people, connected? He said, oh, no, Mary, people will find us. And it's like, oh, okay, you mean you don't have a telephone? You don't have, and he says, no, people will find us to get their food. And because it's an emergency for them. So Jack and I kind of were friends, but then Harry Miller came in and took over, and he was the manager for 25 years, and that's where, and he didn't start becoming the manager until he was in his 60s.
Wow.
So he's 92, and we just had a birthday party for him for our Grateful Hearts gathering. So for 25 years, he served in the volunteer capacity of our South County Food Bank, and that's when I got to know him, because he provided food for our kids. And so when our kids were in classes, we, we had snacks.
This is part of the recreation
program. This is part of the youth programs of the Park and Recreation. And that what led us to Sunny Hunt and the Oregon State University Extension Service, because we had made a connection that nutrition really makes a difference in our kids' lives, especially when they're playing and trying to learn and, making their way. So she would come with a program and about nutrition. And then she slipped it in one time because it was a great program, and it is a great program. We still have it. She said, now, Mary, OSSU is starting community gardens, and this was in 2007. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, you know, does the Park and Recreation have any land? And I said, no, no, we don't have any land. And she said, well, let's walk around the building. And I said, okay. So we walked around the building, and there was a little spot that was just on the other side of the swimming pool, and our skate park had been in there. And she said, what's this? And I said, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, is it available for a couple years? And I said, oh, yeah, government moves pretty slowly. So it was going to be part of the park master plan of Broadway. And so she stood there and looked all the way around, and it had a 360-degree, you know, connection with the sun. It was a great little spot. And she said this would be a perfect spot for a community garden so the kids could grow their pizza. And I'm going, okay, now what are you talking about here? She says, no, this is where they'll understand about onions and tomatoes and, you know, all the products mm-hmm. of what they're eating. But they will embrace it, and it will become theirs, and they'll understand where their food comes from. And I said, oh, that makes sense. And so from there, we formed the Friends of Clatsop County Community Gardens. There are seven gardens in the county. Two of them are in Seaside, Sunset Pool, and then the Railroad Gardens. And then the program continued to develop with OSHU. The kids, we've just had a very successful summer program where the kids got into the garden. And now their piece is, they started the seeds in the classroom. They are doing it at the middle school. They planted them while they were still in school. And then during the summertime, through a very generous grant through Oregon Community Foundation, it was part of their summer program. And they, in the end of 12 weeks, pulled out their potatoes and their carrots, and these are mine.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So I, you know, got connected with our community through play, and now I'm deeply committed through understanding how important food is to us all.
I love your fundraising tagline, if you will, imagine a world or a community without hunger.
Well,
that's really deeply touching.
Because we should be, you know, I don't want to start, you know, slamming around and, you know, kind of saying kind of bad things, but we should be embarrassed and ashamed as a society that we have and have gotten to where we are now. And I guess that's the only time that we, you know, come to the alert. Somebody's blown the whistle and called us to attention. There should not be hunger in our area or in any of our areas. And we know our people, and we know how to handle it. And we need to move from a warehouse distribution of what we might call processed food to a more engaging community exchange that everybody counts and everybody needs to be brought to the table, because that's where all the issues can be discussed and solutions can be realized, because all the ingredients are there, and just mix it up and have some fun with it and really embrace life the way it should be embraced. So, yeah, I was recruited mm-hmm. and invited to join the food bank board.
So explain this, because the food pantry in Seaside. So there was a building that was not very adequate.
Oh yeah.
So tell me about this campaign, because
too bad there's no passion around.
No.
So you have a new building in the works.
Well, 28 years ago, Harry and Jack, you know, started the feeding. Or actually, 30 years ago, they started feeding people out of the back of a car. And then the Moose said, well, that's not right. You know, they're all probably at the Legion or the Moose building and saying, well, we have this little building. It was a 750 square foot building right on Highway 101 across mm-hmm. the street from the city of Seaside's
City Hall. Yeah.
So up front, because these are members of our community, and we aren't putting it in some sort of place in the alley.
Yeah.
So for 28 years, we were working out of there. Well, as you were leading into it, you know, this little building, Harry was, the roof leaked, the floor was not even, there were little critters at night that would come in and you'd sort of throw them a loaf of bread so they wouldn't get into everything else. And I think they all had names and pets, and we should have, you know, put little necklaces and collars on them. But, you know, we had infestation.
That building was falling apart.
It was very bad. Mm-hmm. And then when they started, when the Moose sold the building, the new owners, you know, didn't know what we were doing there. And they came to us and they said, well, you have 30 days. And it's like, 30 days and what? And they said, no, you have 30 days to leave. And it was like, well, we sort of had this promise from the Moose that we'd always have this building. And it's like, well, you shouldn't have this building. And Moose doesn't own this anymore, so you need to head out. And we sort of knew that this was happening. So in a year, so we'd been working on an idea of getting a new building. But with that new idea, it took quite a while, as you can imagine, to find land and the circumstances to get a building altogether. So what has happened is the Bank of the Pacific had a beautiful piece of property on Highway 101 across the street from the high school just north of the bus barn.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this perfect spot right on the main road of our community, because this is a main street issue and an opportunity. So we made arrangements. They gave us a great deal. They also donated $50,000 toward the purchase price.
Wow.
So all, you know, we're going, oh, wow. And then we're thinking, okay, well, we'll just get a portable building. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, instead of paying $49,000 for a portable building in the valley, the school district gave us the portable buildings that were in Cannon Beach because they closed the Cannon Beach Elementary School. So we got two buildings, and on Mother's Day, we moved those buildings from Cannon Beach along Highway 101 on a Sunday and then placed them on the property. And then not everybody has money to give, so we ask of time, talent, and treasures, and we have a $308,000 project and $110,000 of in-kind services or cost, you know, at cost services are being coordinated to retrofit the portable buildings across the street from the school district high school. And then we are going to step up our game because our Imagine a Community Without Hunger is a $200,000 project, and $125,000 is going for the building, and then the $80,000 is to establish our food and also pay for the first time in 30 years, one staff person to help coordinate.
That's so critical to have that kind of coordination.
So it's been all just volunteers?
We're dealing with 70-plus volunteers from everything from getting our truck that was donated to go pick up, break out, and then distribute. So you're dealing with stocking and repackaging. You're dealing with working with collaborative partners like Helping Hands, the food bank, the food web. Mm-hmm. So all this is growing in, which it should be, because it should not be just a warehouse to kind of hand out a box. The whole thing about food pantries are changing in that people are coming in. We know people by their first names. We essentially go shopping for them and with them one-on-one with a volunteer, so they aren't getting something that they wouldn't use or wouldn't like or, you know, would throw away. So they pick and choose the kinds of food products that they're used to, or they are given information about how to prepare new foods.
And that's so critical. So that really is certainly
something that... It's just extraordinary. And then our community gardens, we ask people when they're doing their plots to give to the food pantry, and then all of our community plots are starting to dedicate an entire plot to the food pantry. So there there is fresh food, and the kids are also helping out in the process.
That's so,
so
great.
It's an entire package that really is something that is really exciting.
And do you find that there are more people? I mean, I'm just wondering about the people that you're serving in South County. I mean, is that a growing number of people?
Absolutely. We serve, we have over 12,000 contacts in a year's time, and we distribute 250,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
To folks. And some of issues, if people don't know, there's a real Cannon Beach has been just given their notice to leave their food pantry location. So there will be additional need from the Cannon Beach area. We were taking food over to Jewel, and since that wasn't really sustainable, Jewel has started to work out a program where they come to our food pantry to pick up their food services or food for their folks.
So you're finding ways to get it out into the community where it's needed.
Right.
That's so critical.
Right.
That really is.
And people need to know that in Seaside, over 80% of our kids are on assisted lunch programs, either free or partial programs, which means it equates out to they're living right at the poverty line or below the poverty line. They're working poor. So, there more and more people are realizing that the face of hunger is changing from our kids to our seniors and our families, people moving through. So,
It's often a perception that it's somebody else. It's not anybody that I know. It's not somebody in my community. You know, it's those people. I love, that. I don't love that
those
phrase.
People.
I hate that phrase. Those people somehow. Yeah. And what I'm really struck by is that it's my community. These are friends and neighbors and people that I know that shop at the farmer's market. They're people that are all around us. They're people that we work alongside every day. And you're right. They're on the edge. They're working poor. They're struggling. And a lot of our community members struggle out here. And access to food should not be something that is denied anybody because they're struggling economically.
Yeah, when I was posting for the Grateful Hearts Gathering, this young woman who worked at one of our restaurants said, "Oh, sure, Mary, we'll put that flyer up. I was just at the food bank this morning." And, you know, she said, "You have no idea how much I depend on when I can get there." So there's a young working woman that through her work as well as and also that business really wrote a big fat check to our campaign. Our campaign is a $200,000 goal, and we are so close to being completely there. It's amazing. We're just finishing up the final dots and crossing the T's for the Meyer Memorial Trust. Because we have a challenge grant, if you can imagine this. When this story got out into our public, I got two significant contacts, one from a new couple that just moved here from the Portland area, and they wanted to know more about the project, and they put up up to $40,000 as a matching dollar-for-dollar grant that we're marching into Meyer Memorial Trust with. Three or four days after that, I got another call thinking that it was somebody for my mother to play bridge. And it wasn't. It was, "No, I need to talk to you, Mary," from the article. And she says, "Do you take stocks?" And it's like, yeah, actually, we take stocks, bonds, cars, houses, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Because we're asking everybody to do what they can do. And that couple gave us stocks, which our board member, Nicole Landwehr, is a finance advisor, which she's helping other people plan their estates. We sold that, and that was a $54,000 gift in one time. So that we have never seen that kind of giving. And that is what we are so excited about, that people are going, "No, this isn't right. We should be, we can tackle this. We know our community, and this is a drop in the bucket for some people, and it fills the bucket for the
sometimes
majority."
It just takes having a project for people to rally around, and I think that's what seems so significant for this project, is that you've struck a chord. Clearly, people see that there's a need in the community. I think throughout our region, people see that there's a need and that there's so much hunger.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting to see that this has really clearly struck a chord with South County. I'm going to take a brief moment here because Marianne is glaring at me in a very kind way to say that you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5 and streaming live at coastradio.org. And I believe you can listen on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. She is nodding at me, so that is true. And if you are just joining us, we are talking today, although I think Ben and I are really just listening to the amazing excitement coming out of Mary Blake. She is a board member of the South County Food Bank, a local food pantry. And she's also the fundraising chair for their capital campaign called Imagine Our Community Without Hunger. And they are in the process of a very exciting challenge grant and fundraising opportunity to help establish a new food pantry in the Seaside that's serving the South County of our region. And it's so exciting. You've got a lot going on.
Yeah. So if people want to get involved, they want to help, they want to contribute.
Yes.
How do they?
They can give us a call at 738-9800. They can stop by the interim food pantry, which is the old SMR building, or CMR building across the street from the high school on Highway 101.
You have a sign on the building.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes,
people can see that that's the temporary building.
Right. It's the larger building with the green trim.
It used to be a welding place.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coastal Repair and Maintenance. Mm-hmm. So it's CRM. Mm-hmm. And then just north of that, just north of the bus barns, you'll see a building that just got roofed by Malarkey Shingles. They donated all the shingles. We got MyGuard new windows just all done. SMR is coordinating that. Scott is being the project manager. His crew is volunteering their time. Mm-hmm. On October 11th, next Saturday, there will be a whole ton of guys there, men and women and kids. And we have it set up where we're going to start on one corner and everybody's just going to work around. We're peeling off the siding and then putting up this the new siding. And then we have Randy Johnson. Randy from Painter Anderson is going to paint the outside and the inside. And it's pretty exciting.
an incredible way that community is coming together.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
What I find so exciting about that is that oftentimes when you get people involved like that, you ask for help. And it's not just asking for a check, but asking for someone to help in the way that they can. So it might be that I have, you know, roofing skills, or I have painting skills, or I have construction skills, or I can, you know, landscape, or I can sweep, or I can do whatever. Mm-hmm. And you get involved. There's so much more buy-in from the community because they've all been a part of making this happen. And so there's a pride that you have.
And that's what we have in spades in our community. And I think that's when people figure that out, that everybody counts, mm-hmm. and that everybody has something to contribute, and everybody loves a winner. I mean, like, there is a conspiracy out there, believe me, and it's a conspiracy for things to go very well. Mm-hmm. And when it does, everybody cheers and pumps up and has this mm-hmm. new sense of pride and this new, you know, richness of mm-hmm. understanding the value that everybody brings to the richness of a diverse community. And that's what all of our projects really have been about. Yeah. And it's for the common good for all.
Well, and it's such a tangible way of helping people in your community that are struggling.
Yeah.
And local food finding food and finding a healthier food system in our communities just seems so key to that happening, for people to be able to access healthy
and,
food,
and
fresh
then you're
food.
Delivering, because what we're, you know, involved with, it's sort of like, you know, the trip over here. I'm kind of driving. I love, you know, the drive over to Astoria, and I'm coming through the fog this morning, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, yeah, you know, sometimes we, you know, the fog may hold us up and we don't have a clear vision at that particular time, but we stay between the lines and we know where we're going. And if we just, you know, do the work, everything really, you know, opens up. And the clarity of vision really brings it around. And that's, I think, what's happening now. We're doing events like we had the Grateful Hearts gathering. And I'm looking at you, and you gave me the biggest basket of tomatoes. You know, that was part of our soup and our salad.
I was so excited that some of our produce got to be involved in that dinner.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got apples from my friend's apple tree. And so we were gleaning, and we were using food that would potentially go poor, you know, bad.
Yeah.
And so that was a contribution. We have Rotary coming up on October 18th, and Police Chief Bob Gross is retiring. So they're honoring him, and people are putting up money to be either a chief or a lieutenant, and all that money is going to the food pantry.
Oh, that's so great.
And then they're doing a paddle bid, and all that money is going to the food pantry. The American Legion's doing a fish boil, where they bubble it all up, all local stuff that they go out and catch the crab, and then they boil it all up, dump it on the old table, and you know, we're just kind of dive into it. All those proceeds are going to go to the food pantry, and then we're going to have music at the church with Carrie Burke, just for Thanksgiving on November 2nd. So we have events going on and on that bring people around. So you can either participate in those. Yes.
So, Mary, there's been a request that you please repeat the phone number to call if people want to help out with food bank. So
you mean to talk slowly?
Say it a little slower.
Okay.
And we'll repeat it a couple more times.
Yeah. So you can contact the great staff at the food pantry at 503-738-9800. And that'll get you right to the food pantry. You can call me if you want to get involved in any other way regarding volunteering or events that are coming up. My number is 503-717-3810.
And that's to contact Mary Blake directly. So say the food pantry number one more time.
503-738-9800.
Okay, and we'll write that down on a piece of paper and leave it at the desk here at KMUN just in case anyone's missed it and you call in after the show. So it's so exciting. I'm just really excited that this is happening down in South County. That's so much good stuff.
Yeah.
Coming
One of
up.
The things, Mary, that you had mentioned that I'm really excited about, there's such an issue with food waste in this country.
Yeah.
And you're talking about gleaning,
yeah,
which is a terrific opportunity to get into fields and pick up what might have been left behind and would just absolutely go. Orchards with trees that aren't being picked anymore. There's so many opportunities to bring that food into
The food system.
Addressing this issue.
Well, and we're doing that, and I picked with a little boy, and also the Chris Holland is now the teacher for the culinary program at Seaside Heights High School, and he understands that as well, and he's bringing those concepts to the kids who are learning to prepare the food, but to prepare our community for great things.
I just want to, before we end, because we're running out of time, and I really want to thank Mary for coming, but I just want to have everybody mark on their calendars a big save the date, because talking about engaging our community and building local food and community food systems and a healthier local food system, North Coast Food Web and Food Roots and Oregon State University Extension are hosting the 3rd annual Grow the Coast Conference. It's all about food, farming, and community. That's going to be on November 1st at the Seaside Convention Center. It's an all-day conference. It's going to be really exciting. Lots of workshops and programs all about growing food, farming, building community food systems. There's going to be something there for anybody that's interested in local food. So it's on November 1st, Seaside Convention Center, and you can find out more about it. The website is northcoastfoodweb.org/growthecoast, although if you just go to northcoastfoodweb.org, you'll find a links to that. So it's a really great thing. Save the date for that. And Mary, thank you so much for coming and telling us all about this great project.
Yes,
everybody get in touch with her. If you live in South County, this is a great project to be involved in.
It's always a privilege, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Great to have you here today. And thanks to our engineer, Marianne Myers, today. And, of course, to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thanks for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about local food on the North Coast.
And please follow up with Mary about volunteering, because this is an awesome project.
Great opportunity.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You betcha.
Stick it in your face, 'cause it comes from the place you're living. Stick it in your face, 'cause it comes from the place you're living.
We
We are seconds away from 10 o'clock, and you've got Coast Community Radio in your ear. KMUN 91.9 FM, Astoria, Oregon. KTCB 89.5 FM, Tillamook, Oregon. Streaming live on the web at coastradio.org and available on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. Coming up next, we've got NPR news headlines at 1 minute after the hour, and then at 6 minutes after the hour, John is here to bring you a couple of hours of fabulous music on Lost Highways. So don't go anywhere. You've got your radio set at exactly the appropriate place. Want to tell you quickly about a couple things that are happening this very day. The Astoria branch of the American Association of University Women presents a local candidates forum that is this evening at 7 o'clock in the Kern Room of the Columbia River Maritime Museum in Astoria. And there will be mayoral candidates plus candidates for City Council Wards 1 and 3. And there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. And then also, Seaside AAUW, that's American Association of University Women, is going to be holding a candidates forum on Thursday. That's just a couple days from now at 7 o'clock at the Seaside City Hall. And candidates for all council and mayoral positions will be given an opportunity to present themselves and their positions on issues affecting the city. Additionally, Debbie Boone and Rick Rose will also